The designer of the iconic Ford Mustang has died. Gail Halderman of Tip City was 87. Halderman graduated from Bethel High School in 1950. He studied design at the Dayton Art Institute before being hired by the Ford Motor Company in 1957. His first assignment was with the Ford design team. In a 2018 interview with WISO, Halderman told the story of how his design for the iconic 65 Mustang was selected by Ford's vice president at the time, Lee Iacocca.
So Iacocca gave us 10 days to do a car. We worked day and night. And we designed the car, and we had to do it on a Falcon body. I did one side of the car, and my boss did the other side of the car. I was the one who sketched the scoop on the side and the long hood, short deck proportion, and that was favored by Iacocca. And he brought Mr. Ford over and showed him the car, and he said, "Mr. Ford, this is a car I think we ought to do." And he said, "I'm not approving it, but I'm not going to tell you to stop." And that was the beginning of the Mustang.
Halderman said he was proud of his work at Ford and especially proud of his work on the Ford Mustang. The car's history is on display at the Halderman Barn Museum in Tip City. The museum contains thousands of Mustang-related artifacts and even several bright red Mustangs dating back to the 1960s. For WISO, I'm Jerry Kenney.